freezer so we could have a snowball fight when the weather got warm. Well, yesterday was the first nice day we've had in forever. But when I went over to Rowley's house, he acted like he was too good for me, since Abigail was there. The thing is, I can honestly say I've been nice to Abigail, but she doesn't like me. She's been trying to drive a wedge between me and Rowley ever since the two of them became a couple. But whenever I try to bring the topic up to Rowley, I get the same thing every time. You're just jealous. You're just jealous. I wish I could give Rowley a piece of my mind, but I can't, because I'm depending on him to get me through the school year. I have Mr. Blakely for English, and he makes us turn in all our assignments in cursive. But it really hurts my hand when I write in cursive for too long, so I've been paying Rowley one peanut butter cracker for every page that he transcribes for me. But if I have to start writing my own assignments, the handwriting on my homework won't be the same as before, and Mr. Blakely will know. So I'm stuck with Rowley, at least until I can find someone else who can write exactly like him, and who also likes peanut butter crackers. But the biggest problem with this Abigail situation isn't the English homework. It's the walk to school.